First, though, so you're telling us knee surgery has advanced in droves, huh?
No, no, no. Not knee surgery. Knee surgery's probably been the same for a while now. I think just surgery in general has changed. Not so much when you're inside with the forks and knives doing the work, but on the outside. Because it was really bizarre when you check in, or when we checked in, I had meniscus surgery. Got my torn meniscus repaired or taken out on Friday in my knee. Arthroscopic surgery.
Have you got it?
They didn't give it to me. They didn't jar it and
Why
give
not?
It to me. I don't know.
Always jar.
I don't know.
Always jar.
We needed that for ticket stock.
Yeah.
That would have been a hot item.
We're going to have a booth.
A meniscus booth?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, first off, there really is no better feeling than the 30 seconds of lull time in between the drugs kicking in and you passing out completely.
Huh?
Like, you do realize, you're like, oh my God, this is awesome.
When I got my back injections, like, God, 6-7 years ago, I had to do 2 rounds of them.
Yeah.
And is it propofol, the white milky
stuff? I don't know. I have no idea what it was.
You see it going into your IV, and you're just... It's such a happy place.
It's so short-lived, though.
I know. I want it to last a little bit longer, like a minute.
Yeah, like I remember them wheeling me into the actual surgery room mm-hmm. as I was kind of passing out, you know, and they're talking, you know, I'm just looking at them like, I love you.
You are my friend. It's the opposite of when he's drunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
I like is, you.
Yeah. You want to hug me.
Have you ever had surgery where you had to do that, Michael?
Yeah. I've been put under twice.
Okay.
For what?
Kidney stone and colonoscopy.
And has anybody ever seen it? Have you ever seen an alligator guard?
And it happened so fast that I don't have any recollection of it. All I know is I'm laying there on the table, conscious, and then the next thing I know, I'm being wheeled out.
I'm telling you, it's a small window that you got to grab. You're like, I'm awake. I realize I'm awake.
Ride the buzz.
Oh, yeah. You know you're getting ready to go under, but it's like, fight it.
Stay awake. Ride the snake.
I'll bet it didn't last 25 seconds for me before I was out.
It probably doesn't, but I was aware. I was like, oh, yes. So anyway, we check in. And they're like, you know, is there somebody with you here in surgery? I'm like, yeah, the lady that lives with me. She's over there.
The woman that does my laundry.
Yes. Do you need her to do your laundry? So she comes over and they go, you're going to stay here through the surgery. She goes, yeah. So they get her phone number. And they go, we'll text you when he's ready, when surgery is ready. And so we go out into the waiting room and we're just chilling out and... Really nice little wait. It's at the Texas Institute for Surgery. It's right there off Walnut Hill. It's part of Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of Presby. It's brand new surgery center. It's really nice. So we're just sitting there, and she got a text, and it's like, okay, Corby's ready. And so I walk back there. Well, throughout the entire process, they are updating her. This is not like old school, you know, where they come out of the waiting room as soon as your surgery's done, and they tell you what went on. It's constant.
The guy's got the mask around his neck, and he's taking off the gloves.
Yeah, he's all covered in blood.
Yeah, right.
He's been sweating a lot and everything. And
it's constant.
Poor Sap's just been put through the ringer sawing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's great because it's constant updates. I mean, she couldn't go back there for the actual thing, so she just sat out there, and Corby now is on his bed, and he's whatever, and he's getting his IV is in, blah, blah, blah. Next step, we're moving Corby into the operating room. He's doing great. So it's just a content. It's weird.
And she just gets these on her phone. SMS messages on her phone.
Yeah,
huh?
And when it's wrapped up, successful surgery. We'll come talk to you in a minute. Doctors will be out there in a minute.
It'd been funny if the doctor like took a picture of your junk while you were asleep and texted her a dong pic.
Recognize this? Been missing this? This thing hadn't seen a lot of action. Or if, like, the doctors decide...
I'm sorry.
Is if the doctors decide to screw with you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lost pulse. Check back in a minute. Blood everywhere.
Status TBD.
Yeah. Get back to you soon. What are you doing tonight? So...
Do you have a boyfriend?
Wink.
What is happening with these doctors? But, yeah, so it was... I think it's very comforting, though. It's really, it's actually kind of a, they said they just started this within the last year.
Well, who's manning this? It's not, the doctor doesn't have time to sit over there on his iPhone with one hand while he's
cutting
open your knee.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. But they're all in talks with each other all the way up. And I think it actually comes from the people at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting messages and then they're relaying the messages. But I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe there's a nurse there. Maybe there's a text nurse.
Do you have any idea how many people were in the room?
I mean, seriously, what did you have?
Maybe my Dr. Scheinberg, my doctor, who's a P1.
You didn't notice a knee surgery web jammer in the corner?
Oh, my God. I know you.
What are you doing here?
Knee surgery? Oh, my God.
Don't send another text to that dude's wife.
I okay. know your husband.
Your husband's gross.
He's looking like a bad knee. It's like bloody. The procedure itself. Yeah, there were two guys in there, Dr. Scheinberg, and then his assistant, David. And there may have been 10 people in there, but I think there was when I was really going under, there were two, from what I recall.
Mm-hmm.
But the procedure itself is only like 30, 40 minutes or something like that. For the repair, and it's, you know, a couple of holes on one side of the knee, a hole on the other side of the knee, and then, you know, you're all wrapped up. But the drugs that they give you, and I don't know if this is the case for everybody, but when you awake from anesthesia, when you wake up, like they had a hard time waking me up. It's like, Mr. Davidson, you know, and I remember waking up and then going back to sleep. But once I finally did wake up after the surgery, so it was at 11:30. The actual surgery was, or noon.
Right.
So
you're in there half an hour? 45
minutes?
Yeah,
45 minutes, something like that. So then I start to wake up. They start to wake me up at 2 o'clock. And so once I came to, and I kind of, you know, shook off the cobwebs and realized where I was, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And then I swear, within 2 minutes, 100%, like, lucid, everything. Like, this was the type of anesthesia that just, it disappeared, at least in your mind.
Mm-hmm. You weren't woozy or groggy or nothing?
Dude, I could have gone to work.
Well, like, they would have frowned upon
that.
Well,
yeah, they didn't. I mean, I wouldn't have, obviously, but I could have. Like, if push came to shove and follow-up couldn't show up and, you know, Mike had the clap, I could have wheeled in there.
I don't have the clap.
Well, if that you did again, that if you got it again.
I wouldn't have been a player. I've never had it.
If you got it, you know, for the third time.
No, never had it once.
Come on now.
Not even then?
Not them.
But they said I'd be leaving. I think I told you this, Danny, that I wanted to do that segment with Mark, and I was like, hopefully I'll be okay to do it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I'd be leaving about 5 o'clock. Well, at 2:45, you know, I wake up at 2 o'clock. They tell me what my exercises are, and they go through everything that they did. They show me pictures of the surgery and everything. And then a physical therapist met with me.
Was it McCall?
No. And you know what? I need to start asking for physical therapist McCall.
Now that Dr. Salmon is gone.
Clearly, I need physical therapist McCall.
What about it's John too bad they Bon Jovi?
It's too bad they couldn't get Doc X in on this.
All right.
What a dream team.
Would I be scared if I'm sitting there, you know, waiting on the doctor to walk in, and he walks in and he goes, you Mr. Davidson? Yes, I am. I'm Doc X.
This is physical therapist McCall.
This is Lance Armstrong.
Now, Dr. Salmon is gone.
You clearly recognize John Bon Jovi. I'm like, what? What is happening here?
You have a great day.
Where's the big promo that references all of those people?
You got to find that. That would make me laugh. So, but I was fine. They're just like, okay, see ya. And at 2:45, I left. Went home.
Clear-headed.
Never took a nap. I went home and started working on ticket stock songs and stuff. Just sat there. I was like, okay, this is weird. Now, the knee hurt, but mm-hmm. other than that, everything was cool.
Bad?
Bad?
Yesterday was bad. Yesterday was pretty tense. But now, you know, I'm walking, I'm off. I'm fine. It's pretty bizarro what they can do to you now. Oh, and then here's another funny thing about surgery.
Quickly, huge.
Sorry. You would not. This is my right knee. So you would not believe how many times, and I know they have to do this, that nurse, wet nurse, dry nurse, all these nurses and doctors too, they came in and they're like, we are operating on your right knee, correct? Yes. Another guy come in. It's your right knee, right? Yes, it is.
I hope
we are
so.
Doing on your right. Because
hey, those
they
got to
make sure.
Yes, and those things get screwed up.
And it got to the point where the doctor, Dr. Scheinberg, wrote his initials on my right knee. Like, I get making sure. So he knew which one to operate on. But you know what? I'm glad they
hey,
do that.
Good for that.
Yes. You want to wake up with your left knee scoped?
No.
While you're at it.
I'm sure that's coming.
Well, I'm
anyway,
glad you're back.
You know what?
Hi, this is George DeJohn. What if I told you Doc X, Lance Armstrong, and John Bon Jovi love tender balls? Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
The worst edited
it's shoopy.
Promo ever.
Hi, this is God. Females missing their periods and tender breasts. Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
God.
This is God.
All right, well, be with us next week when Corby has Tommy John surgery.
Just get a surgery a week
on
Friday,
great,
so
right?
When you come in here Monday, we'll have an extra segment.
What if we could do like ACL, like we all get ACL surgeries
whether
and just
you need
to
it
test
or not.
Just to test the Adrian Peterson theory. How quickly can we come back and rush for 2,000 yards?
That might take me a good while. Cool. All right, E! News.
All right, we'll talk about the winners from last night.